offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates there, so you want to find out the latest about the show, just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up via email. You can follow our Twitter profile. You can also join up as our Facebook fan on our fan page. It's all available through news.freetalklive.com. Okay, so coming up, I want to get to this silly tax protest thing that is being proposed by another talk show host, another few talk show hosts. I just think it's ludicrous. We'll get to that. But I did want to bring our listeners up to speed on our co-host, Sam. Sam Dodson from ObscuredTruth.com is in jail tonight in Westmoreland, New Hampshire. He will be in jail for at least the next 6 days. The reason why is because last year, as you may recall, Sam went to jail for 58 days because he was recording video in a public court lobby. You think it's public. You think you can record. You think First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. That's what we thought. Apparently, they didn't think the same. They arrested him. They put him in jail. Because he refused to cooperate with them by giving his name, they kept him in that jail cell for 58 days before finally turning him loose. Later on down the line, they had the trial in the fall of last year. He was, of course, found guilty, because whenever they put somebody in jail, they always have to find them guilty.
Otherwise, they've falsely imprisoned you.
Right. So he was found guilty. The day of the trial, he left the trial after, it was a two-part trial. There was one day where it went on, and then a month later, they had the second part. So the first day of the trial, I believe, he was leaving court and was arrested on his way out of the courthouse. He got in his car and was driving away, and they claim they just happened to see him driving. They pulled him over and they arrested him for driving while suspended. Apparently, his Texas driver's license had been suspended without his knowledge. I forget what the reason was for
that. He was playing with the court system down there too.
Yeah.
And you know, took some things to court, and likely they brought something back that he didn't know about.
So he was arrested for driving while suspended. That went to trial, and in that trial, he was also found guilty and sentenced to a $300 fine. Now, he was given some time to decide what to do here. He thought he might give $300 to the local food kitchen and was told that he could do that. I guess he changed his mind and decided he wasn't going to go through with that, that he didn't want to pay. He didn't want to pay anything at all, didn't want to do any community service. And so basically it took from, I think it was October or September of last year through where we are today, April, or almost April, the end of March, to actually get this resolved, if you will, because this $300 thing had been hanging over his head. They demanded he come back to court to explain himself, and at that point the judge said, well, you either pay $300 or you pay $300 to the community kitchen, or you do $300 worth of volunteer work at $10 an hour, or you can go to jail for 6 days, because in New Hampshire they get you $50 off of whatever the fine amount is for every day you spend in jail. So 6 days, $300, he'll pay off the fine by sitting in a jail cell. He never really told them which one of those he wanted. He did not want to choose, so the judge chose for him and put him in a jail cell. So our friend Sam Dodson from ObscuredTruth.com currently in jail. I don't know if he's up on mail to jail yet. Once we do know about that, we will give you more information on how you can get in touch with him. Also today,
I don't think they should have put him in, but I sure wish he would have just given $300 to the soup kitchen and stayed out.
Well, you know, it was his choice, right?
That's all I said is wish.
And I like that option. It was an option that I actually kind of came up with after I went to jail a couple of years ago. They were demanding money from me for the whole couch thing, and even though I spent time in jail, they still wanted money from me, which was really weird. So I told them, look, I'm feeling charitable. I'll do twice the amount. I'll give twice the amount to the local charity, because I'd much rather have fine money that the government is demanding go into a local charity than go into the state's coffers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't think that the not-for-profit model is the best model out there. Then again, there are plenty of inefficient for-profit businesses out there too. But I certainly think it's far, far better than any government system.
But in this case, Sam decided that he wanted to cost them as much as he possibly could because it cost them $60+ a day to keep somebody in a jail cell. So now they're paying more than they otherwise would.
I don't think it does cost them $60+ a day to keep somebody in a jail cell. And I'd like to go over that again if I can for all the people that think that they can martyr themselves by going to jails. If there are 59 people in the jail or 60 people in the jail, they still have to have just as many guards, just as many people on staff, just as much stuff goes on. I mean, the only thing that you cost them is the bologna sandwich they dish out at lunch, the carton of milk that they probably get subsidized from the federal government. You're actually giving them money by being there, not taking it from them. Because the federal government gives local governments money for doing it. They want you in jail. They don't want you free.
The federal government pays them money for local prisoners.
Understand they do it for nutritional reasons. They do give money for local prisoners being there. Yes.
Interesting.
Somebody can check. This is just something I heard in jail. But, that's as valid as what you're saying.
There's some other nonsense that went on in the same courtroom today, however. They sentenced another activist up here who was charged with trespassing during one of there was a pumpkin fest last year, and there was a 420 celebration that went on outside of it. Some folks were arrested for smoking cannabis, but after those guys were arrested, after three people were arrested for cannabis, three more were arrested for trespassing after walking into the unlocked door of City Hall and being arrested for trespassing. And,
did they refuse to leave?
That was the claim of the police. The police claimed they told them to leave, and they did not. They kept coming in, so they were arrested. So one of them was tried for trespassing today. And they found guilty, of course, because he went to jail. But he didn't go to jail today. He went to jail that day when he was arrested, so they found him guilty. And the state wanted $250 plus a year. They wanted that suspended for a year. Or no, they wanted $250 and something else suspended for – $250, I think 30 days in jail. They wanted that suspended for a year, which means that if he gets
it comes back.
Yeah, misdemeanor or felony, he'll end up going in for the 30 days. And they wanted a year of probation for trespassing inside an unlocked city building on a Saturday afternoon. But compare that to the third trial. There were three trials today here in Keene, New Hampshire of Free Staters. The third trial was a guy who was wearing his hood into court. He walked into to one of the other trials we were having a few months ago with his hoodie on, and they didn't like that very much because, it's disrespectful. And so they arrested him for that after he refused to put the hoodie down. And I don't think he wanted to stand on any kind of religious grounds or anything like that. He didn't really even bother to make a case. He just kind of went up there and went through the process of having a trial without necessarily doing much on his side of it. But he was arrested. They had to carry him out from the room, even though they didn't. And I don't think they charged him with resisting arrest. I think they just hit him with disorderly conduct or something like that. Mm-hmm. Not positive on what the charge was. But they wanted $1,000 from him.
For what?
So $1,000 for having a hood on in a court.
Hmm.
That was the recommended sentence. They wanted $500 of it suspended and the other $500 in cash. Does that seem like a bit of a discrepancy to you? I mean, we're talking about within the two cases right in a row. The first one, the $250, 30 days suspended sentence. The other case, $1,000, 500 of it suspended. The first case, trespass. The second case, a hood in court. Wearing a hood in court.
Disobedience is far, far worse.
Right. Wearing a hood in court was much more of a serious crime to these people. Very interesting. Anyway, so that's that was our experience today.
And I don't think they even know what's more serious or less serious to them. They just have their guidelines. They just do what they do. They didn't come up with these laws at the same time. All right, so we're coming up with this is the group of these. They didn't do that. They've come up with them over a series of years. And actually having your hood up is probably not even a law. It's just like disrespecting the court or something. And so they just come up with whatever they come up with.
In fact, there's actually a provision in the Constitution, not that they care, but there's a provision about punishment being concomitant with a crime, about the level of punishment one receives having to be adjusted based on the level of seriousness of a crime. $1,000 for a hood in court? 800-259-9231. Oh, by the way, I should point out that they weren't found guilty. Excuse me. Those two cases, Sam was found guilty, but the other two cases were taken under advisement. Mm. So we don't know what the results are. The state put in their recommendations of what they wanted to happen. We'll figure out what goes on here as time goes on. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3555.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including various different ways to listen in to the show. You can go and visit listen.freetalklive.com. You'll find live streams in broadband and dial-up flavors, as well as a webcam, plus listen lines that allow you to tune in from any cell phone or any phone that can dial long distance. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Also, with your search results, each one will have a little link at the bottom that says proxy, and you can visit the website without being tracked or seen or anything by even the website. So they won't be able to put cookies on your computer or even count you or track you in any way. So check it out at startpage.com. Normally you have to pay for services like this. Startpage offers it to you for free. Startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up, this ludicrous protest that we will tell you about. But one more additional note about our friend Sam Dodson from ObscuredTruth.com, who's currently in a jail cell tonight. He was found guilty today, he was essentially punished today for not paying a $300 fine to the state for driving while suspended, so spending 6 days in jail. To add insult to injury, they towed his car. So right after the trial, we come out of the building to see his car being towed away.
Why?
Parking tickets.
Mm.
Now, there are people that live in Keene, New Hampshire, that have been living here for years, that have racked up hundreds of dollars in parking tickets and have never had a tow.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody getting towed in New Hampshire, in Keene, for parking tickets.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that, you know.
They obviously can do it.
Yeah, but clearly they can. And
but clearly they targeted Sam in this particular case. They knew he was going to be downtown.
Okay.
They found his car and they towed him. And so, essentially, in order to get the car out, we had to pay his tickets for him. So they ended up getting $150. Which I'm sure he won't be happy about, but on the other hand, it would have been
should've
$30
a night. Should have taken the tickets to court. That's what I did.
Yeah, he should have. He didn't. On the other hand, it would be $30 a night, or $30 a day for keeping it in the tow yard. So while he's in jail, that would be racking up. So we saved him that amount of money by getting it out immediately this afternoon. But, man,
it's
not
a
cool
learning process, but I think that you're better off taking it to court and trying to stay out of jail than going in, because it seems like they do better off that way.
I think there's some value to going to jail. I think that people rally behind you.
Yep.
I think that when you're in jail, you can have an effect on people. I mean, we talked about how Sam has had a very positive effect on both the guards and the other prisoners.
Did he show up in any of the Free State Project rallies, any of the Liberty rallies?
One of the guys I was in jail with showed up at the 420 celebration.
Oh, wow. You found an ex-convict that smokes pot.
Everyone I was in jail
Hallelujah.
With smoked pot, actually.
Okay, great.
So I think that there's something to be said for reaching out inside jail, and if that's where you have to go, then you can make the best out of it.
If you have to go, but I just don't think it's necessary, and I don't think there's a lot of point. I think that if what Sam did with in going that 50 something days, that caused a lot of people to get excited. Your original one, it seemed to get some people excited. I don't know, but
I've got a parking ticket coming up here next month, so I may end
I think
up going back.
Throwing bodies at their jail system is getting less effective.
All right, 800-259-9231. I think you are absolutely wrong about that, Mark. I think that there have not been enough bodies thrown at their jail system.
Dude, you can't jam up their jail system nearly as fast as you can jam up their judicial system.
I agree with that, but they don't have enough. If you were to do a mass protest to where you had people breaking some silly law, you had 25 people breaking the law.
They just don't do anything.
Right, they couldn't
put you in jail. That's what's happening with your 420 rally.
Right.
They don't come and do anything
about
it because
they
can't do anything about it. But
you're
suggesting throwing a mass amount of bodies at the jail system. That's not what's happening
there. True, that it won't get to that point because they can't handle it. They cannot handle that many people in intake in these jails, even in the biggest jail in the...
But they can handle you not paying your $250 fine to the soup kitchen.
I understand that. What I'm telling you, though, is that they cannot handle a multiple large amount of people being arrested and put into holding cells. They just don't have the room for it.
Well, they can handle it if they really want to. If those people are carrying AK-47s or something, then they're gonna bring in the National Guard, and the ones that they don't shoot in the head, they're going to drag off to jails all over New Hampshire,
Vermont. Where did the AK-47 thing come from?
You said they can't handle large demonstrations or whatever. And you need to be clear when you make these statements.
I wasn't talking about shooting people, if that's what you mean. You brought up AK-47s for some reason. I'm not sure where that came from.
I'm telling you that if they want badly enough to put you away,
mm-hmm.
and the 420 celebrations are just a bunch of people out smoking pot, they don't want badly enough to put you away. If they want it badly enough, they will.
Of course. If they want me badly enough, they can come and kick in the door right now
not
and take
one
me
person,
away if they want.
All of them.
Right, but
if you have 300 activists out there and they want them badly enough because they're doing something they feel is, you know, egregious enough, they will figure it out.
Okay, right. I'm talking about the local boys, not the feds. I understand that there's all this fear that the feds are going to come put people on train cars and all that. You know, maybe there's some truth to that I'm not sure about. I'm not sure about that. I would think that they would just be more likely to deal with a large 300 kind of person protest in the ways they typically deal with protests by walling off streets and using sound guns and things like that. I mean, we've seen some pretty agitating protests out there.
I don't think that the protest would go on long enough for sound guns to show up.
Do you remember the New York City story where they rounded a bunch of people up and put them into that train station? That might be an example of what you're talking about. Remember they during the 2004 Republican convention where
the free speech zones.
Yeah, well, they have free speech zones, but it was during the 2004 Republican convention where there were protesters in the streets in New York City. They rounded them up, put them on buses, took them over to an empty train station with all kinds of oil and stuff all over the floor. It was a really grimy, gross place. And they had chain link fence and barbed wire inside the train station.
That.
It was really creepy. The story was very creepy. There were some pictures that ended up being smuggled out of there and just treating people like cattle. It was absolutely awful. So you're right, Mark. They could do something like that if they were able to know in advance and muster the resources in advance. And something like the Republican National Convention or the Democratic National Convention, they certainly have the resources on the ground for. But anyway, I still think there's something to be said for mass civil disobedience because you're right, Mark. I said you're right, Mark.
I'm telling you, I don't think there's a whole bunch of value of continuing to throw more and more bodies at their jails.
They know that they can't handle it. Right. That's why you're right that they can't do anything about certain numbers of people being disobedient, which is why we need more disobedience. But in order to have more disobedience, you have to have people that are willing to go to jail. That's the important part about being civilly disobedient and non-cooperative, is that you have to accept in advance that there is a good chance that you may end up spending some time. Who knows? Maybe a night, maybe 10 nights. Maybe
I'm sick of it being my friends going to jail, Ian.
They're making the choices, Mark.
Yeah, they certainly are. And I'm sick of it.
Okay, well, take it up with them if you've got a problem with it.
I do.
And they keep going because they feel like they're making a difference. They feel like it's
And
their
I'm
path.
Pointing out that you're costing them $1.50 a day.
I don't know about that, Mark. I'm not sure I'm if that's how
you.
It really works. I'm not sure.
I bet actually they're getting more money a day than they're spending.
I don't know about
you.
That.
But of course you don't. You haven't researched it.
Have you researched
yes.
it?
Yes.
How did you research it?
I'm telling you that the federal government gives local jails money for nutritional purposes for housing people.
Well, and I've heard that they spend a certain amount per day on the prisoners. So like a certain dollar amount per day.
Right. Well, that's an average, Ian. But it doesn't matter how many prisoners are in
jail. You don't
think
they get a larger budget the next year if they have more prisoners? You don't think that would be the case?
Maybe, but I don't see why. No, why would they?
All right, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, whether you think civil disobedience is effective or not. That's another question. We'll give you a silly protest coming up.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and some of our features include our webcam, which allows you to watch the show. For whatever reason you might want to, you can. It's there for you free at cam.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the main sponsor of the show, and they handle collections, early out billing, and purchase charged off receivables. But they've opened new wing under Jason Osborne, and that's a wing that will help you with political campaigns or all kinds of needs that you might have of contacting a mass amount of people through the telephone. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls, and coming up, we get a chance. We'll tell you about this ludicrous tax revolt thing that's going on. Sid is in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sid. Hello, Sid in Alabama. You're on the air.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's on your mind tonight, Sid?
Well, I was telling the guy that answered the phone that about 2 years ago, maybe, after leaving a sports practice at University in Auburn, Alabama, I was picked up for public. I was watching, not playing. Picked up for public intoxication.
Oh boy.
It's kind of a common thing for the police in Auburn to stop people, like in the evenings when they're walking home. They say they're, checking on us, making sure we're okay or whatever.
Yeah, they're checking to see if they can put you in some handcuffs.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to me. He asked me where I lived, and I had literally just moved there. He asked me what my address was, and I really had no idea. So with that, he took me down to the station, and basically I had to sit there all night. I guess I got arrested, but I got fined and for public intoxication, walking home intoxicated, as he said, Now, no breathalyzers are given, but I spoke to lawyers, and they're like, basically they said it was my word versus his, and that I would, they'd never won a case, so my best bet was just to plead. So, all in all, I think, aside from the maybe 6 hours.
Wait a minute, you paid a lawyer? Was it a public defender, or you paid a lawyer?
No, I went to three different lawyers, and they all gave me the same thing. They said they'd take the court, but I'd never win because it was literally, I mean, there was no proof. It was my word versus his, and that they'd never seen a judge side with anyone but the arresting officer.
Mm-hmm.
I went down there. Well, actually, to be honest, first, I thought I was like, I just researched the law in Alabama, whatever, in Auburn. And, you know, I went to the judge, represented myself. I know, big mistake, but I was young at the time.
I wouldn't say it's a mistake. We got people up here essentially appearing as themselves in court all the time. It's a way to save money. You don't have to pay a lawyer, and you challenge the system, and you go not guilty, and you don't take a plea bargain. So I wouldn't say that's necessarily a mistake. But go ahead and tell your story.
Well, anyway, I got up and, like I said, I did my research, read, and to be technically considered to be arrested for public intox, you have to be a viable threat to an immediate threat, I think is the wording, to yourself or someone else. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I was walking on the sidewalk to my apartment. So when I got up there and told the judge this, his exact words were, my friend was with me, and he was just flabbergasted. The judge said, don't come in my courtroom and quote me the law. And, and from there, you know, things only got better. He, at that time, basically he didn't let me talk anymore, and he told me what a disappointment I must be to my family. Now, he gave his own personal views, of course. It was an old man. But from that was the first court case, and it was like a $600 fine, I think, 570-something.
Good Lord. You're a disappointment. Pay us $600.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be 30 days in jail, time served, and 1 year probation. But and I also had to go to – now, keep in mind, this is my first time ever that anything – I'd ever been in any trouble. I had to go for, I think, 4 weeks, twice a week to these meetings. And the meetings were – I want to say they were $50 each, but I think they might have been
$60. Wow.
So
so you paid up, you paid the cash, and you went to the meetings, and you did it all, huh?
No, then I went to I appealed to the county court, and when I appealed, they struck a plea bargain that I pay the fine, which was the same, and they struck everything else. I think the probation maybe.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know they could cut a plea on an appeal. That's something I never heard about before. I imagine they can, but so you told them you intended to appeal, and then all of a sudden they came back with a better deal for you, huh?
Right.
You actually get to the appeal, or did you take their offer?
No. After I had to appeal that day. I had to go down after the judge's decision. I had to go down and almost immediately I had till the end of court that day to come back and decide. And then I went and just took the public defendant because I figured that was better than nothing. The other guys told me they're going to charge at least $1,000 if the case went to court. So I took the public defendant, and he told me basically what the three lawyers I had talked to prior to him said. There's really no way to disprove it, so he's never seen anyone walk away. And he told me that always, if nothing else, take the public defendant.
Defender.
Yeah, defender. I always take the public defender because don't even talk to them. But, I mean, like I said, it was my first time. I was a little bit,
generally, it's a bad idea to take a public defender from what I've seen because they have a really big caseload. They can't really help you out that much. And in most cases, they encourage you to take plea bargains and things like that rather than actually go to trial. They're working for the state. They're an agent of the state. Not to say there aren't some good ones out there. There are. I've known a couple of them, or at least one of them. Anyway, go ahead with the rest of your story. So you appealed it. They offered you this plea bargain. What else? What happened?
That's about it. It was just, I mean, you know, that was one of those victimless
crimes. So you took
the
plea bargain? Point of information. You took the plea bargain and you paid the $600-whatever fine?
Right. And in a year probation.
Wow.
Wow. Crazy.
I mean,
all for walking down the street with a few beers in you, huh?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was just watching.
What was
whatever.
Can we rewind your story back to when you were on the street? I mean, were you really drunk? I mean, were you stumbling? Do you recall?
No, not stumbling. I mean, like I said, they stop people. I got stopped jogging because I'm a night owl, and I was coming home about 11:30 that night.
So you were on
foot. I had a nice little tour of the city.
Was it a cop in a car? Did he pull over to the side of the road? And
yeah.
So you
were jogging drunk?
No. I'm just while I was jogging after that.
Okay.
A few times I got stopped.
I see. So you're just saying that it's a common practice to stop people.
Okay, but what about the night you were actually stopped? Were you jogging at that time, or are you just walking home?
No, I was walking home. I mean...
And how drunk were you that night?
I would say not, like, beyond hammered, not, like, stumbling, but, mm-hmm. I mean, I was probably pretty drunk.
Slurring?
Even when I get really drunk, I don't slur, so probably not.
So the cop comes up to you and does what? Asks you questions? Do you recall much of the conversation?
Yeah, sure. I recall it all perfectly. He sat me down in the back. Well, he talked to me. He's like, "Where do you live?" And I kind of pointed. I was like, "Just down there to the right," because I was very close to university, maybe three blocks away. And he said, "But where?" And I was like, "I don't know. I mean, I literally don't. I don't even know my address there. I didn't stay at that apartment very long." But then he sat me in the back of his police car, ran to.
I'd like to share this information here. And by the way, I did order a copy of the 10 things about how to deal with the police from the folks over at Flex Your Rights. I haven't received the disc yet, but I look forward to reviewing that and talking about it. If the police are approaching you and you're on foot, you have no obligation to speak to them. It's called a contact. And if you're in a car and they pull you over, then you probably do have to at least show them your license. You still don't have to speak to them. But if you are on foot as you were and a cop pulls up and starts shining a light at you and asking you questions, you can just say, you don't even have to speak. You can just keep walking. If you want to speak, you can, you know, say something.
Asking a bunch of questions, are you conducting an investigation, officer?
Yeah, I have someplace to be. Thank you. Goodbye. And you just keep walking. In many cases, it's people's willingness to interact with the police that leads to them with bracelets on and being thrown in a cage. Whether you knew that or not at the time, I don't know.
Most people didn't.
Yeah, most people don't. So next time you're on your feet and you're walking or biking or whatever somewhere, just, you know, don't talk to them. There's nothing that you can gain from talking to them. If they're looking for a rapist or something like that, you can offer to help. Is there something I can help you with? That if they're asking you questions about who you are and what you're doing, I got to go. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark,
join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live and are tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life, well, if you knew that thousands of people that love freedom were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And there are a variety of different ways to get active up here, whether it's civil disobedience, clogging up the system, taking parking tickets to court, or doing politics, working. I guess taking a parking ticket to court is actually working within the system, technically. It's just an unusual tactic. Doing things that are unusual, doing things that are usual, politics, etc., disobedience, non-cooperation, it's all happening here, and more will be happening as more people come here. It's an exciting time. Go to freestateproject.org, an exciting movement as well. By the way, welcome to WNYY, our progressive talk friends up in Ithaca that have taken our show now six nights a week. 1470 cool. In Ithaca, on board now, joining us for our third hour live on weeknights and taking all 3 hours of our Saturday show. I think they delay broadcast a couple of the hours of the Saturday show, doing 9 to midnight. So expanding out from Saturdays to all week long. Welcome to Ithaca.
Yep. Thanks very much for carrying us. And, you know, if you're pretty much a weeknight listener and you haven't heard the show before, well, you know, first off, don't make any judgments, about us being, say, libertarian and libertarian being a kind of Republican offshoot. No, that's not how we are. Listen. We're real consistent. We believe in liberty on every issue, every time.
So welcome again to Progressive Talk 1470 WNYY, and our listeners there in Ithaca will be on every night there, so join us again and again. And call in and bring up anything. That's one of the other ways the show is different.
Challenge us.
Yeah, challenge us.
It's not like we're going to drop you, not going to cut you off.
Bring up whatever it is that might happen to be interesting to you. As we go to the phones and the fun, David in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Oh, hi. I was just listening, and I heard that fellow speak, and it just reminded me of, when somebody believes that the government and the justice system, and there's a lot, the majority of like old ladies I think of or something, they think the the justice system is just that. Lots of justice going on. Mm-hmm. And then someone like this fellow, it just, he goes in there and like, what are they doing? They're trying to extract as much money from him as yep. possible. And probation for walking, I mean, and 600, it's, ugh.
That's crazy. What the justice system really is. It's really just a cover. It's a public relations scheme to cover violence. It's a cover for extortion. It's a cover for violence against mostly people that haven't harmed others. You sit in on an arraignment in any town across America, any city in America, and you'll see case after case of things like drug possession, open containers. Sure, occasionally you'll see a domestic abuse and you know something or arson or something like that that actually involves a victim.
Usually the domestic abuse, the woman sitting alongside of anyway. You know?
So you're absolutely right, David. It is it's a system set up to scam people out of their money.
And somebody like, I mean, he sounded like he was like, I mean, people think there's justice going on, and then they get like so, it's about the opposite end of it.
Right, right. Well, they don't know. It's like you say, a bunch of old ladies that don't have any idea because they just have this kind of rose-colored picture in their mind of what American justice is supposed to be, what they learned about when they were in school, and they haven't heard anything else since then except to, you know, about all these terrible criminals that they're putting away in jails and building new jails because there's so many criminals out there, and thank goodness we've got the police and the courts, and it's really just kind of ignorant position because they just don't know. They just have not been exposed to the truth about what the system really is.
And it's like the opposite end. You expect justice, and you're getting, like, you know, just like abused.
Yep, right? Getting screwed. You're absolutely
screwed.
Right. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, we got a new jail right here in Keene. I know that the tax dollars paid for that, I guess. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, and the costs of imprisoning people are doubling, by the way, at this new jail. The old jail, it's $60 a day per prisoner. New one? I think it's like $112-something.
And my understanding was that they've broken, like, numerous, like, rules, like, that as far as, like, zoning or whatever, the way it's supposed to be built and et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, well, yeah, they don't have to worry about rules. They're the government. Thanks for the call, David.
Exactly.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. So
who's going to find them and who's going to tear down their building
right.
if they don't do it right?
Oh, you've got a problem with what the judge did? Just complain to the Judicial Conduct Committee. They'll care.
Yeah, it's a bunch of judges.
Right, they actually did do that. Somebody did try that. They tried complaining about one of the out-of-control judges up here, and, of course, they bounced it back and said, yeah, screw you.
No problem. Videotape. Guy going insane within seconds.
All right, so we started the show out talking about something we intended to discuss. We haven't gotten to it till now, the very final segment. This silly nonsense, onlinetaxrevolt.com. If you thought it was too much work to actually get out, make a sign, and stand somewhere out in the hot sun and, you know, actually do something to try to change the system, and again, I don't really think that protests are particularly effective at changing anything, but I do think there's some value from a social aspect that you get to meet other people of like mind and network and that kind of thing, or at least people that have some interest in common. But this new version of a protest isn't going to have to involve any of that. Let me just read their pitch from onlinetaxrevolt.com, the about page. This is from a couple of different talk show hosts. There is a massive rejection of the established powers taking place in our country. Americans are mad as hell, and we're not going to take any more.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The online tax revolt is about sending a clear message to Washington that we are a growing and vocal movement that is calling for real change.
Sounds like they've adopted the same tactics as the people they are against.
Yeah, I hope they're right.
The first ever online tax revolt, a free interactive march on Washington, was launched using state-of-the-art technology. Concerned Americans can have a voice on tax policy, culminating on April 15th with events in Washington, D.C. The online tax revolt is open to every American who believes taxes and spending are out of control, harmful to our country, and a threat to our nation's future. Of course, these are the same people who didn't think that there was any problem with the out-of-control spending during the Bush administration. It's only now that there's a problem, now that a Democrat is in office. We need taxes that are lower and a tax structure that's fair. We're in serious trouble, and it falls to us to get the nation back on track. Meaning, elect Republicans? Because, yeah, the Republicans really reduced taxes when they were in charge, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Actually, as we saw last night, the National debt rose from $5 trillion to $10 trillion under the Bush administration, and the Bush administration dramatically increased the size of government. Hey, I'm not saying the Democrats are any better. They're not rolling back the government either, but don't pretend like the Republicans are going to do anything.
It's difficult to know what to do.
All you have to do is log on.
Voting, it certainly is not what's working.
Choose an avatar and have it march to the nation's capital. Participants can march individually or in teams. Team leaders will be announced in the coming weeks. And then they talk about how Michael Reagan and Neil Bortz and all these talk show hosts are going to be leading these online marches.
I signed
up. What is the point of this crap? What is the point of this beyond promoting Neil Bortz's talk radio show?
I can't imagine what they hope to accomplish. I couldn't tell you.
It's ludicrous. Let's go to your phone call. Scott is listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Welcome, Scott. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, it was ironic that you brought up NYY in Ithaca, and I just happened to turn the radio on, but... I think we're on the same piece of paper, and I have to be, it's a slippery slope of what I want to communicate, because I'm not trying to necessarily beat, you know, my own drum here, but...
Oh, beat away. We don't mind. But let me point out, we only have about a minute left, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, sorry, I'll try to consolidate. The only way that we're going to change Washington is if we get people elected to Washington, not only not taking lobbying money, Barack Obama said he didn't take lobbying money, he took a lot of individual money from insurance companies, banks, you know, pharmaceutical, everything else. And so if we have people that are elected to, in Washington, D.C., in the Senate and the House, without all that stuff, basically, and actually have shows like yourself have candidates on that actually want to be elected that way, you may not agree on every single issue that the people are trying to do, but that is the way to change Washington, D.C., well, and all the things that you're talking about.
You know, Scott,
I myself, personally, am a mix between Democratic, Republican, Libertarian, and
Scott,
Republican.
I wish we had more time to get into this. If you make a note and call us back tomorrow night, we're on from 9 to 10 every night there on in Ithaca on WNYY. I'd love to get into this in more detail, because I don't believe you can change Washington. I think that Washington
is... Well, whoever
is,
makes the rules is going to make the loopholes so that they can get funded in the way they want.
It is what it is.
The individuals may wait. We can talk about what would be a great idea, and I think what you're talking about does sound like a pretty good idea.
But it's the old fantasy.
But we'll never get it.
It's the old fantasy of elect the right people. This time we just need to elect the right people, and they will change this inherently corrupt system. The fact is, the people that seek these offices for the most part are corrupt already, or they are subject to corruption. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely, and there is absolute power available to them in Washington, D.C. There are very rare exceptions to that rule. Ron Paul may be one of them, and I wish we had more time to talk to you. So call us tomorrow night if you get a chance. We'd love to hear more from you and the rest of our listeners anywhere else you are. So don't hesitate to pick up the phone and get interactive with this program, but not right now because we're out of time. It's been Ian with you
and Mark.
Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.